Sure. I don't know how far you want to go back, but let's go back to just go back further if you want. But in the 1990s, I was the CEO of a company called Ziff Davis, and we published all the big computer magazines, so PC Magazine, Computer Shopper, PC Week. We also owned all the big trade shows like Comdex, Network Plus Interop. We had market research, so we were kind of a full service media marketing services company that exclusively served the technology industry. So we thought of ourselves as being in the tech world, and we organized some of the best conferences in the business. So, but I never went, or no, none of my colleagues ever participated in anything that had to do with media. You know, we never went to media conferences. We didn't know anybody else at Condé Nast or Hearst or NBC. We were strictly focused on the technology industry, and we grew up with the personal computer. So that's why most of our magazines were PC Magazine, PC Week, etc. So it was at a time of tremendous innovation and tremendous growth. In many ways, it was pre-internet, so we were kind of the main conduit for product from this growing industry to consumers. We ran labs, so in fact, we had a big lab right in Manhattan on Park Avenue and 33rd Street called PC Labs, and we literally had engineers, people in white coats, and we would take in all kinds of products, and we would test them, and we would rate them, and it was done editorially, so it was completely independent. And if you got a PC Magazine editor's choice, you kind of were off to the races. So among the products that we were the first to pay attention to and to review were kind of the direct mail or the direct order computers. So Dell, Gateway, companies like that we really grew because of our because we gave them. You know, we compared them to an IBM computer or an HP or some of the Japanese computers that came afterwards, and we many times consider them to be superior. So we gave them the PC Magazine editor's choice, and they kind of took off. And that's how the direct marketing industry really got started. And then we grew up with Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. We also published the main magazines in the Mac world. Mac User and Mac Week. And then we had PC computing, PC gaming magazine. So we had the whole thing. When I was first CEO, the company belonged to the Ziff family. And the Ziff family decided to sell the business. So I was tasked with organizing it to be sold. And we sold the bulk. We sold it in bits and pieces, but the bulk of it, at first, we sold to a private equity firm, Forstmann Little, and then we had sold our trade show business to SoftBank, and SoftBank in parallel had bought Comdex, so that made sense for them to kind of like have all the trade shows. Forstmann Little did not care about the trade shows, so we sold them the magazine business, and some other things. And we all stayed on, and then 10 months after that, finally sold the business to SoftBank. So SoftBank owned Ziff Davis, and we put everything back together, all the trade shows, all the magazines, and everything. Eventually took that business public. We took our internet business, ZDNet, public separately. It was in the days of the tracking stocks. And in the late 1990s, we sold everything off because SoftBank wanted to refocus their efforts on building a nationwide broadband network in Japan. And so we repatriated the proceeds from most of the holdings that they had in the U.S. We sold Ziff Davis, we sold a lot of our shares in Yahoo, E-Trade, a bunch of companies, and that helped them build this network. When we finally sold everything off, I joined SoftBank Capital as a general partner and opened the New York office. So now, just to go back on one point, so when we were about to sell the business to SoftBank, We were also, as Ziff Davis, we're also about to make an investment in Yahoo. So we had, I had struck an agreement with Jerry Yang and TK, who was the CEO at the time, that we would invest $5 million. This is way pre-IPO for the company, and it was a way for us to be more intimately involved with this new thing called the web, and it was a way for them to have a tech-based media company kind of helping them out with content and organizing the content and all this. But just as we were about to paper this this agreement, we sold the business to SoftBank. And long story short, Masayoshi Son liked Yahoo so much that we struck a deal that we would own a third of Yahoo at the IPO, whatever the price was. It turned out to be $112 million. And then also we struck a deal to start Yahoo Japan, which only required, at the end of the day, $2 million in, of investments, and became a company worth $30, $35 billion. Okay. So that kind of kick-started some of the investments that SoftBank was making in the, or started to make in the U.S. Some of the early investments really came out of the deal flow that was naturally occurring as a result of Ziff Davis. So companies like US Web, or Yahoo, US Web, GeoCities, and others were investments that that SoftBank did directly out of their treasury, and then they formed the SoftBank Technology Ventures Funds. Then that became Mobius towards the end of the 1990s, and then, so and then I joined, then I opened the New York office. And eventually, I led the Series A in the Huffington Post and met my partners, Kenny Lehrer, his son Ben, and we. I became the CEO. I liked the company so much that I became the CEO a couple of years before we sold it to AOL. And then So at that time, New York was going through a real boom in technology startups. Having to do with some major trends, what we would call the urbanization of tech, where you've seen this was the beginning of sort of the migration of tech workers from Silicon Valley to San Francisco. Suddenly, younger people want to live in a dense urban area, and New York is, you know, the largest urban area in the country, and with a lot of different things to do, diversity and whatever you want to do, you can find it in New York. So people love living here. And it made possible by the fact that technology had gone to the cloud, or was starting to go to the cloud, and that you could have access to the same platform, same tools, same everything that engineers or developers had in Silicon Valley, you could be anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. So New York kind of matched the best of both worlds. And there was a lot of really exciting activity going on in startups. So we decided to rather, because we're well known in New York, you know, we had all these opportunities to invest. Rather than do it individually, we grouped our efforts and we started kind of it was a side project, a small fund. That was, it was actually not called, it was called Lehrer Media Ventures. And that became our first fund, and it was $8.5 million, and we were acting more like angels. So we would do 50, 75, maybe the tops, $100,000 investments. And then, so that was 2010, and then 2011, we sold, early in 2011, we sold the Huffington Post, and we decided then to do this full time. So today we're investing Fund 5, you know, so that's kind of the quick progression.